When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. So that C.J. McCollum trade seems to, like, why are they trading for McCollum? That's why. They are, are they now in the playoffs, or are we already playing the playoffs? Or
they've extended their playoff hopes.
Yeah, they've extended. Yes. Guys, when the regular season ends, we're now in the postseason. Call it whatever you want. To me, that's the playoffs once the regular season's over.
No, it's not. This is called the play-in tournament. Playoffs is when it's a seven-game series. It's a series.
What about when it's a five-game series?
It's not a one. Still the playoffs. A series more than one game. One game is more like March Madness. It's like March Madness.
But you know what March Madness is for college basketball?
It's the postseason for college basketball. It's not the postseason. That's why there are levels to this, Max. There's a postseason for the NBA.
What do you know about college basketball?
I know nothing. Zero, Key.
It's the playoffs. End of the discussion.
The playoffs.
Playoffs.
The playoffs.
I have an easy solution. It's the postseason.
Because you
it's
are
all
only
the postseason.
Yeah, postseason. Yeah. That's what I said.
I'm with Max. It's all the postseason.
Yeah, it's the postseason.
You're playing to get into the playoffs.
No,
that's
it's
why
not,
the
other,
one and the eight seed will play.
The
not
other
the one
five,
and the 10 seed.
The other ten teams that are at home for a reason.
Yeah,
because they're not in the playoffs.
100%. When the regular season is over,
so you ain't got nothing on that.
Then you got the second season. The second season.
Well, I got something on everything.
Is the postseason? That is the playoffs. If a dude goes off and sets a record in the playing game,
wait,
is that a postseason record or not?
What's the word called? Playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. That would imply more than one game. Is it the playoff?
Well, it depends.
Is it
because if you're a 7 or 8 seed and you lose, you play another game.
It's not. It's the postseason. It's the playoffs.
So for the 7-8 seed,
I'm getting very particular in you because this is who you are.
Yeah.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs, right? That means it's more than one.
Would you
game
be happy if I called the playoff?
Called the playoff. If you want to call it that, call it that from now on. Then.
What about the NFL? The NFL's one game. It's the playoffs. Major
it's the
League
wild
Baseball.
Card. Wild card, yeah.
No, it's not. It's called the playoffs.
It's called
the wild
playoff.
Card is still referred to as the playoffs. Like last year, teams that lost in the wild card round were still playoff teams. In Major League Baseball, which is 162 games and series all throughout the season, then you get to one game at the end, the wild card game.
Yeah, the
that's
wild card.
Considered
it's the playoffs.
Playoffs.
I don't like it. Nope. Nope, we're different.
Jay, let me ask you something.
NBA is different.
What is the objection here? Look, how about this one? Key?
Because I don't want it to be marginalized. Like, I don't want it to be, we're expanding it where everybody gets in.
They do.
Everybody doesn't get in. No. Like, teams who actually have a chance to play, like Cleveland or Cleveland, may have a chance to get in if they lose to Atlanta.
Let me tell you, if the regular season's over and I still have a chance to win a championship, I'm in the playoff. Key, when you sign your contract, right, beginning of the season, that contract is for the regular season, correct?
Yes.
And what happens once the playoffs start?
You get playoff shares of money.
I wonder what happens with this play-in.
Oh, I'm sure you get. I mean, you're going to get compensated for every game that you play.
But that's the big.
So how about the in-season tournament? Is that like in-season tournament? Is that an in-season playoffs?
If it affects what happens after the regular season is over,
it's not the regular season. It's in purgatory. So the NBA comes up with the in-season tournament. What's that? Is that a playoffs? I don't know. It's not going to affect. It's going to affect your regular season.
Somehow, if they put it in the middle of the season, Key, it feels different to me. I don't know. It has to be at the end of the season when the season.
So what's that? I'm just saying it's a counter argument to you guys. They're going to have an in-season tournament. What's that mean? Is that the playoffs? Is it not the playoffs?
It's outside of the season. The reason we call it the postseason is it's after the season. If a play-in tournament occurs during the season, but it still affects what happens when the regular season is over, to me, Key, Jay, that's the postseason. Those are the playoffs.
Just feels
it's called the playoffs. It's all good. It's called the playoffs.
It just feels like the play-in tournament is something that's in purgatory until we have the playoffs that actually start.
What is it with you in this thing?
Because I don't like everybody getting a trophy. I hate it.
Everybody doesn't get a trophy.
It annoys me. I see it with kids all the time. I actually hear you both complain about it all the time.
Everybody doesn't get a trophy.
Well, we made it to the playoffs as a 10 seed. Get out of here.
Well, that's what the NBA did, man.
That's what they did.
That's your league, brother. That's how they did it to allow you to get into the playoffs.
So let me
ask you this. It hasn't happened yet.
I'm going to die on this hill.
It hasn't happened yet, Jay. So if a 10th seed magically goes on a carpet ride and wins it all, how did they get there?
That's never going to happen.
But I'm just
hold up.
You like to play these hypotheticals?
Not in NBA, no. I don't see a 10 seed winning the whole thing.
Yes, you
a
could.
No, I cannot.
Who's a 10 seed? Who were the Nets this year?
A 7.
Okay. If the Nets, if Kyrie,
but they're
for whatever,
not a 10.
But they could have easily
but
been.
But this is a hypothetical, Jay. I said it's never happened.
Why are you making your face like that? Why are you making
like
your
what?
Lips purse like a hypothetical?
Oh, I'm just talking. I'm not, you know, I can't help if I got sexy lips. What you mean?
I didn't say your lips were sexy.
Why are you looking
LL
at his, why are you looking at his lips like that?
He's trying to form words.
Wait, man, you getting off. So if you look at it and you go the 10th seed on take a magic carpet ride and they wind up, let's just use the Brooklyn Nets or the Los Angeles Lakers, the favorites at the beginning of the season. If the Nets somehow was the 10th seed and then they got Ben Simmons back and Kyrie can play in all the games and yada, 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 and they went on and won the whole deal, what is that?
All right,
that's so the playoffs.
If they won their two games and they got into the playoffs, which they would see the number one seed at 8, then I would give them respect if that's what they got. They got into the playoffs. They made the playoffs.
But if you don't win your two games, you're not in the playoffs. Then you said playoffs is multiple games more than one.
Yes.
And then you just said two games.
I said got
so
into
the playoffs.
I said got into the playoffs. Try this one, guys.
Does the loss for the Spurs last night, does that –
Yes.
What happens to Popovich's playoff coaching record? Does that count as a loss or not?
No.
It does not count as a loss in
the last 3 years. They have not made the playoffs. That's on his record. The last 3 years, he's made the playoffs 22 consecutive years. The last 3 years, he has not made the playoffs.
He's made the postseason.
Yes, he has. He's made the postseason.
All right. So you're saying he's only missed the playoffs one time. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
You want to hear Popovich last night? So you have to give
a huge asterisk then, because now you have to explain what the play-in tournament is as opposed to the last 22 seasons where they actually legitimately made the playoffs.
I don't make the rules.
You guys.
Here's Greg Popovich, Spurs head coach at the post-game presser.
Soft.
Fourth year in a row, I've asked you this, but do you think you'll come back for another round with this?
I'm sorry?
Do you think you'll come back and do this again?
Devin?
You?
Oh, that's questions inappropriate.
Okay, I don't know if the question's inappropriate, but here's what I will say for Pop very quickly before we get back into the play-in not being the playoffs, which I will die on this hill today.
You're leaking right now.
Pop has won 5 championships. He has the most wins of all time in the NBA. He's been the Spurs coach. It feels like since the foundation of the Spurs has been created. He can retire when the hell he wants. He's earned that right. So I get everybody being angry about all his response and it's time they haven't made the postseason 3 years and what's going on. They have a good young core. He's earned the right to retire when he wants. Let R.C. Buford and the owner of the Spurs dictate to him. He's earned that right when the time comes for him to retire. I will leave it at that. Are you guys cool with that?
I don't think anybody's questioning whether or not he earned the right. People are just talking about the fact, the way he answered the question, like somebody's old-ass man that's mad at the world because he thinks he's just above everything and the question to him.
Well, Pop isn't above everything. He just gets asked the question all the damn
because
time.
Because he's old. I mean, like, there's no
he's
way,
around, he's three. Older. He's
there's no
the
way
time,
around
though.
This. Look, yeah, Popovich could older. Outlive me by 20 years easily, right? Like, you're not promised tomorrow, and just because you're younger than someone, he could outlive me by decades. Could easily happen. So, but 73... It's not likely to happen, right, versus a younger person. And one of the reasons is you start to lose, like, you know, you start to, as you get older, lose some of your faculties. And so this idea of ageism, I don't quite understand. I think it's a reasonable thing to ask someone who's 73 years old how much longer they're going to do it. I don't think that's even questions their efficacy. I don't think anyone's saying, hey, you're not a good coach anymore. They're just wondering, like, okay, you're 73.
And they don't have, and they don't have a championship team. So basically for the next, he's 73, for the next 5 years, let's call it, he'll probably just be making the play-in, as Jay says, not a championship playoff team, playoffs, all that. He'll just be treading water along the way. That's all.
Yeah. Listen, I like this idea about the play-in, playoff thing. Jay, you bring up a good point about, you know, did the Spurs make the playoffs this year? It's the postseason for sure. That we know. Eh, just call it the playoffs. Should the play-in round be considered a playoff? 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN at Key J and Max on Twitter. Clayton Kershaw, by the way, guys, a perfect game. But was it a perfect game? 7 innings? Wait till you hear what he had to say after being pulled from a perfect game.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Oh, what a controversy yesterday. Here at ESPN.
It went down.
It went. Listen.
It's going to go down. We're going to make
this happen. So first of all, Bart and Han on their entertaining show at noon on ESPN Radio. We're talking about two-on-two basketball and how they could beat any other tandem. And Jay Will and Key was brought up. They left me off, you know, because they know it's not fair if you add me. It's, you know.
They wanted you on the court, but you'd be more like a player coach like LeBron.
Yeah.
Minus the playing part.
Yeah, and minus the coaching part. Yeah. But the point is that they was talking about Jay and Key. You know, sweep Jay's leg and Key's going to run out of breath. Ooh, Key got hot. Jay got hot. And then Tim Legler came on this show and was like, you guys got them. And then he went on Bart and Han's show. Guys, listen to this.
I did get a wind of that this morning. I was on that show, and they threw it at me. And I just, listen, the Jay Will factor is a little too much, I think, for you guys to overcome. Okay. The guy stays in shape. He plays ball all the time. He shoots all the time. He's still like a gym rat. He's more of a gym rat now than when he played. So I just think that'd be a lot to overcome.
Alan Hahn responded.
In fourth grade, I was most improved player on my CYO team.
Oh,
sure,
really?
My dad was the coach, but that doesn't matter. I earned that. Academic all region. Look it up.
Church Tabernacle.
And you're just going to look at me and go, John Conkak. John Conkak got a $13 million contract in the early 90s. Mm. You want to come with me? Is that the best you got?
Academic all region in fourth grade. That's impressive.
Mm. His dad was the coach, but he was most improved. That's like winning rookie of the year.
But he earned it, Key. He earned it. I love it. This needs to go down, Key. But I got to be honest with you. I'm not worried about Alan Hahn. It's the scrappiness battle between you and Bart Scott. I am going to enjoy watching you punish Bart Scott.
Yeah, Jamin, I don't worry about Bart Scott. Bart, to be honest with you, is just talking. And, we'll deal with it.
What do you think of Bart Scott?
Bart is like a poor man Spice Adams.
He claims he had a 40-plus-inch vertical.
Well, that's fine. It didn't help him all that much when he was running around on the football field. So, what I would say, the only thing that worries, huh?
I love how you take it so personal. I love it.
The only thing I worry about is getting hit with an elbow in the face because he's out of control. Something, you know, that's the only thing I worry about.
He lacks coordination.
Yes.
If that happens,
dude walks like a duck.
Okay, if somebody hits your face, oh Lord.
Yeah, exactly. This face right here, boy.
Mm-hmm. Nose gonna be all bubbly, looking like Mike coming back on TV.
I felt it was a win to get them built up to 5-75. But when you're talking about being up and down seven times, that's something.
But at the end of the day, those are individual things. Those are selfish goals, and we're trying to win.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. Should the play-in round be considered a playoff? Is that the part of the playoffs? 888-729-3776.
No.
888-SAY-ESPN. You can hit us up at KeyJMX. It is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, I got off this, Justin. It's 3 p.m. I get in the car. I'm driving. We start our you know, we do a conference call basically every day for people to know to start talking about the show for the next day, right? And I hear Evan, our producer, going off about the Yank Kershaw, and I thought he was talking about in a shutout. 80 pitches, seventh inning, they yank him. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, you need to build him up. I get home, I find out, like, on Twitter and stuff, oh, wait a minute. It was a perfect game? They took him out of a perfect game in the seventh inning. And, look, I get it. Pitch counts, people are strict about all that stuff. And guys, I get the fact that the ultimate goal is to win a championship, and the Dodgers plan on doing that, and Kershaw is still a great pitcher, obviously. But man, part of sports is these moments, right? Like, that is part of the experience of watching a game and of participating. The dude had a perfect game, 80 pitches. You can't let him throw his 81st pitch, see what happens? It's wild to me.
But if you're going into it and you already mentally saying he's going to go 5-75 or whatever the case may be, Max, you already got a pitch count on him. And you already pushed the envelope to let him go to 7 when the original plan was to only go 5. So I understand what Dave Roberts, the skipper, is saying, that, hey, we in our minds came out of this thing saying – when we started the game, he's going to pitch 75 and he's going to go 5 innings. We gave it, the pitch count was low, so we pushed it to another 2. If we go another, another inning and a half or so, that starts to mount up. And with Kershaw's issues of injury in the past, you certainly don't want tendonitis to start to slide in, his back start to tighten up. And Kershaw's not the type of person that is looking to have a perfect game. He would love to have it, I'm sure. But he's not, like, mad that you did not – that the skipper didn't leave him in there.
This is why I get so annoyed at baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, I get so annoyed. You said I get it, Max. I don't get it. I all this stuff about pitch count and championships, it sounds like blah, 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 blah to me. You know what attracts young people to sports? Life-changing moments. When you have over 220,000 MLB games and there's been 23 perfect games in the history of the damn sport, you're telling me you can't pivot and you're going to try to use excuses that sound like, well, we're here to win a championship and, well, you know, look, the lockout. And, you know, I came into the game with the plan and 575 and we didn't want to go over it. It's a perfect game.
Hey,
the sport needs this kind of stuff so we can talk about it.
Jeff Passan agrees with you. And I also agree with you ultimately, Jay. He's going to join us, Jeff Passan, at 9:30. He tweeted, if it's a no-hitter, whatever, yank him. By the way, guys, there are about 2 no-hitters a year on average throughout Major League Baseball history. It's a rare and great thing, but a perfect game is different. That means, for people who aren't familiar, no hits given up, no walks, you faced the minimum 27 batters. No base runners, no errors in the field, you didn't hit anyone with a pitch. 27 batters in 9 innings, you faced them all, you got them all out, okay? Clayton Kershaw, so if it's a no-hitter, whatever, writes Passan, yank him. Clayton Kershaw has thrown one, but there have been more than 220,000 Major League games in Major League Baseball history. There have been 23 perfect games. Everything, especially a pitch count of 80, is lining up to at least let Kershaw try. You cannot pull him. That's the point. 80's not a lot of pitches even.
It's not, though, Max, but you can go quick. Okay, so they pull him in the 7th.
Yeah.
If he goes in the 8th, and all of a sudden he goes from 80 pitches to 100. Mm-hmm. Now you up, that count is at 100 now. Now you pull him out, whatever the case is. What is it, 3 days rest I think he'll be on next time he goes
four,
out?
Four
days?
Yeah.
Four days rest. So That means he will pitch again on Monday. But what if you chasing this and his count goes up to 110 pitches?
Actually, you know what?
So they have extra roster spots this early in the season, so they just push his start back a day.
Key is hitting on something actually that's important here. Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, claimed you can't exactly quantify it, but getting up and getting down and getting cold as you're waiting, that can have something to do with it, right? But David Cohn during the Yankees game, because they were discussing it during the Yankees game last night, said something interesting, which was Joe Torre told him once he was coming back off an injury. He had gone seven innings, no hitter, and he took him out. And what Torre told him was, if I leave you in for the eighth, as Key just said, and you get to almost 100 pitches, now I got a problem if you still got a no-hitter, because now I got to bring you out for the ninth. You could wind up with 120, 130 pitches.
But this is the problem. Yeah. You guys have traditional, like, mindsets, and we're in the age 2022. People want to see things different. You can still chase team success while also allowing individual success.
But Jay,
it's 20 more pitches.
We don't have that mindset, because the mindset that me and Max has is we grew up watching Fernando Valenzuela go nine. We never even saw Tom Niedenfuhr, the closer, right? No, we saw Oral Hershiser go nine.
Yep. Them okay? dudes might there go 15 no complete
thing.
Games in a year.
There was no
year.
Such thing. If a dude came and pitched and got yanked in five innings, that mean he got rocked.
Yep. Okay, five and dive, they called it.
So that's my thing. Well, why would you guys be opposed to letting him try for it? Letting him go for it. And that's hold on, Key. That's my problem with baseball to the degree. I get how you were raised, and I get that guys used to go nine back in the day. But if you see somebody on the verge of doing something spectacular, let them go for it.
Know who ruined it? Me and people like me. The sabermetric people, and I was screaming about sabermetrics for decades now. The most efficient way to play a sport is not always the most consumer-friendly way to do it. Like, you know, UFC – Dana White, because, you know, actually the most efficient form of fighting, there are two guys hardly moving on the ground, right? We need to stand them up again. So they put rules in place to give the fans a more fan-friendly product. And by the way, guys, baseball's going to do the same thing. They're going to ban shifts pretty soon. All this stuff.
But I hate shifts. I factor in a lot of things when I'm looking at the Kershaw situation. If we're talking about Walker Buehler, but we're talking about a young Kershaw, young Justin Verlander, then I'm okay. But Kershaw has a history of injuries, and it's too early in the year to be risking this sort of stuff because he misses a lot of time. He's one of our ace pitchers. I look at all of those sort of things opposed to individual accolades, just like Kershaw said. He said the same thing. It's not that big of a deal.
But this really what's isn't. So interesting about this one, Key, is I'm with you 100%. And the Dodgers got their eyes on the prize, and they could very well win the World Series. You don't want to jeopardize that. You just signed Kershaw, too. You want him to be healthy. There are some moments in sports that are so special. The question is, no matter how determined you are to keep your eye on the ball, sometimes you're like a perfect game, to me, rises to that level.
Yeah, so, he did the perfect seven. Be
joke.
Happy.
I would have brought him out in the eighth and let him go batter to batter. Let him go batter to batter in the eighth. If he gives up the perfect game, you yank him. If he keeps it going, you got to keep him.
This is why I feel like baseball is a dying sport. We could have been celebrating an incredible opportunity, and yet here we are talking about a player getting yanked.
You know, baseball celebrated the seven innings.
Yeah, well, you know, I say it's about winning championships. We know it's about winning championships, man. You guys just won one. We get that. We get it.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Man, perfect game. Could you imagine? You want to chime in on the play? Let me tell you something.
Dave Roberts made me not imagine.
I was reading sporting news as a kid, and they were joking about computers. And they said the computer told you there's a cartoon about Fernando Valenzuela. I'll tell you on the other side. You want to chime in on the play-in versus playoff? We're going to get you in a second. One quarterback feels disrespected. Should he be?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Well, definitely in this game, they understood they need to step it up defensively and dominate.
Herter up high, slings it over the left side to Hunter. The red-hot Hunter rises from three and buries another.
I think we just stayed calm. No matter what run they went on, no matter if we were making or missing shots, we stayed on the defensive end, we stayed aggressive, and that was the game plan.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, should the play-in round be considered playoff games? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hit us up on Twitter at KeyJMax. Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going to finish my Fernando Valenzuela story at some point today. That'll be the wild card, so to speak. Some point in a wild card. Boom, there's the Valenzuela story. Barely a story. Should the play-in round be considered playoff games, Howard, in Ohio?
Wherever those stats fall, that's what makes the decision. For me, play in, you're playing in to the playoffs. Case closed.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you don't count those stats as playoff stats, even though the regular season's over?
No.
And even though, so you don't count them as playoff stats, but the NBA counts them as playoff stats.
I don't think the NBA counts them as playoff stats.
They don't, they just never,
the NBA has made, the NBA says that when you get, like the Spurs last night, they got eliminated from playoff contention. That's how the NBA views it.
What do you play the first 82 games for?
But if they got eliminated from playoff contention,
contention,
and they lost last...
Contention. That means contending for the playoffs.
I think I know what it means, Jason.
So, so people on Twitter are very confused. Like, somebody just tweeted at us. I just want to jump in here. Key and Max, this image is directly from ESPN social media after last night's game. It says eliminated from playoff contention. Right. We understand what it is called and what it is referred to. We are just asking, should it be? Is this correct? Or should we change it moving forward to playoffs and play-in?
We're really
I just want people to understand, we're not discussing whether or not it is or isn't. We're saying should or shouldn't. Right. There's a difference.
We're saying, like, what's the most appropriate label for it? Even though right now the label is play-in, not playoff, the claim that Key is making, that I'm making, is it's an inappropriate label because the regular season's over and you're still playing.
It's a play-in tournament to the playoffs.
And you get all the benefits, for the most part, that you would get if you were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You get a playoff share. They still pay them to play in the play-in. They pay you to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, in an amateur tournament, isn't it?
You don't get a playoff share because you didn't make the playoffs.
You get
something. It doesn't say
you get something.
It doesn't
money.
Say. Well, I'm sure you get compensated for every game that you play.
But the regular season's over, correct?
Yeah, but
and you're getting paid
because you're
this
getting
new?
Compensated for the play-in tournament.
I see.
You're getting compensated.
Do these stats count in your regular season stats?
I don't know what they count for.
No, I guarantee you they don't count in your regular season stats.
I guarantee you they don't count for your playoff stats either.
Put
so they're purgatory. They're allowing you to play into the play-in tournament.
Put it this way. There used to be, in the old days, like say in baseball, right? If there was a tie at the end of the season, you played an extra game to see who went to the postseason. That's a play-in. Guess what?
Okay.
Those stats counted in your regular season stats. The play-in tournament ain't going to count in your regular season stats.
You just said to
it's because it's the playoffs.
You just said to play into the playoffs.
It's because the play-in is more specific. It's all postseason. If you want to get super technical, it's playoffs
postseason
and play-in.
Fine.
But come on, y'all. Playoff is synonymous.
That's only if there was a tie. There weren't these specific spots. Like when Matt, in the situation Max is talking about, there weren't specific spots. There are specific playoff spots for you to play in this round. It's the playoffs. I'm done with you.
It's the playoffs. Let's ask Keith, man. Let's see what he thinks.
All right.
I'm just saying.
What's up, Keith?
Playing's fine.
Keith.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Keith?
So playoffs. What's the definition of a playoff? It's after the regular season, so it's the postseason. And if you play and you lose, you're off. It's got to be the playoffs. So why can't we make it like a
that's a good one.
Like they do in the NFL?
That's a good one.
See, but playoffs, playoffs will require a series to me because it's a series of games.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
In baseball,
we're not talking baseball. We're talking basketball.
Okay,
we're talking about in the history of the sport. Basketball has always had series,
like in college basketball.
No, I'm talking about NBA basketball.
Well, they're importing something from college.
Since the beginning of NBA basketball, have they had series that have won championships?
Yes,
they have not had one game.
But they have
this is a one game tournament.
Think of it. Hold, but think of it another way. It's not necessarily one game. If you're 7-8, it's two games.
It's one game elimination.
It's one game elimination, but it's no. It's two elimination for 7-8 seeds. It's one elimination for 9-10 seeds. So if you lose the 7-8, you play the 9-10.
Yes, for the eighth spot to get into the playoffs.
Okay, so my point is this. So take what you're just saying.
But playoffs that's for one team though. That's not for the other.
Playoffs
that's not for the other teams.
Playoffs have variously been 7 games, 5 games. 3 games. So now they're 2 games and 1 game, too. Right? These are potentially 2, maybe 1 game.
And like Keith said, the playoffs, you win and you go home. If you lose, you're off. Playoffs.
That's a good one. Playoff. See, Key, you're really onto something there. He is. Keith is. Because the play-in is for one team. What about the team that got played off? I guess they were in the playoffs, but the team that's going to the playoffs isn't? Is that what you're saying, Jay? Steve in North Carolina. Play in or playoff, Steve?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up, baby?
I kind of think both of y'all are right. I mean, I kind of agree with Keyshawn Moore because you ain't going to win a championship unless you're in play-in, playoff, whatever you want to call it. Because Steve Collins, I know he don't like talking about football, but he know this. Football got what they call a wild card. That's the same thing as a play-in to me. So I kind of see both sides. I see Jay's side, too. I kind of like factor it all in this playoff because you can't win a championship unless you're in play-in or wild card or any of that kind of extra stuff.
So, Key, I'm confused. Why do they call it wild card weekend?
It's the playoffs. It's just
I know, but
why
don't they just call it the playoffs? Why do they call it
extra branding?
Wild card. Extra branding.
Yeah, sounds sexy.
Yeah, it's just
extra
it's just
branding.
Another way
to make playoffs.
Some money,
just say everybody made the playoffs.
According to Jay's logic, Key and Keith were onto something. According to Jay's logic, the only team that made the playoffs was the team that got sent home because they got played off. The play-in team that's going to the playoffs, they didn't play a playoff game, but the team that lost did. Get out of here with that. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Look around this league. There aren't 32 quarterbacks better than Baker Mayfield. And I think teams are going to want him. I think Seattle looks like a place that might end up getting him. And I think the Browns want to get rid of him. So he'll be cheap to acquire.
Welcome to the NFL. And a little bit. And he even said it himself. He finally got a taste of it. Listen, the NFL lies all the time.
No, I feel disrespected. 100%. Because I was told one thing and they completed another. That's what I'm in the middle of right now.
So, guys, hear that song. Yates is playing that for a reason. Here is Baker Mayfield. I guess technically still Browns quarterback, backup quarterback, from Ya Never Know podcast. Listen to this.
I feel disrespected 100% because I was told one thing and they completely did another. When I wasn't performing on the field, that's when it really started going downhill. Then when it started hindering my play, and that's when I started losing my own self-confidence and just losing myself. This past year was rough. I would love to show up to somebody's cubicle and just boo the shit out of them. And see, and watch them crumble.
Do you have any idea where you're going to land?
Oh, man. This would have been about a week and a half ago, I would have said Indianapolis. Seattle, I mean, probably the most likely option. Mm-hmm. But even then, I'm ready for the next chapter.
Key feels disrespected.
Well, look, if I would feel disrespected too if I had front office coaches and things of that nature telling me something and then doing something different. One of the things that I said yesterday on NFL Live is there's a couple things in Baker Mayfield as far as I'm concerned. He is being disrespected because they told him one thing and clearly they did something different. But at the same time, I think Baker needs to understand if it's about Deshaun Watson, he's a better quarterback. So naturally, they want to upgrade the position. But we don't know that conversation Baker Mayfield had with whoever he had it with in the front office, but he feels disrespected. And if that's the case, I'm rolling with Baker in that sense. Because I know sometimes, you know, just the walk of life in general, Jay Max, if somebody tells you something and they don't live up to their end of the bargain and lying to you and playing hide the ball and all that sort of stuff, you're going to feel a certain way. It's just the reality of it.
Look, man, Baker has the right to feel whatever he wants to feel. But this is big business, man. And in big business, I can't be worried about all your emotions all the time when you're giving us you know, average marginal numbers. Like, the numbers speak for itself. Even look at his completion percentage. His completion percentage was 62.8. It's like 0.3% higher than Daniel Jones. What does that say? So when Deshaun Watson comes into the situation, I personally wouldn't have gone for Deshaun Watson, but Cleveland is making the decision for them and their own franchise. I get that he feels disrespected. Go get another job and prove everybody wrong.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal with Baker Mayfield, Max. Four head coaches in 4 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know, six offensive coordinators. In 2019, rookie. I don't want anything.
It was
whatever.
Like four. Just, it was like four head coaches in like a little over 2 years, actually.
Okay, so
point.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever the timeline is, we know he had four head coaches in a short period of time. Whatever 2019 was, it was 2019. Yay, whip-de-doo. Woo, you learn how to play football. Then in 2020, they play a little bit better. Obviously, clearly they make it to the playoffs. He plays a lot better. Injuries factor into a lot of what went on in 2021. Should the Browns look to upgrade that position? If they wanted to, yeah, Deshaun Watson is there. Why not? Why not take a look at that?
I'll tell you what, Key. Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
No, I was going to say that all that part is that's part of it. That's big boy stuff. I think Baker Mayfield can handle that. It's the disrespect, though. You cannot tell somebody something and then do something different. Yes, the NFL has been doing it for years and other sports do it too. But you are going to feel a certain way when you feel like you've given all to your city, that team, and then in the end, they basically turn their back on you. That's the way he feels.
I hear that. This is what I would say. Diana Russini is here with us now. Diana, this is what I would say. I get the disrespect thing. If it was like they brought in Kirk Cousins, they told me this, this, and this, and this, and this, and then they replaced me with Kirk Cousins and didn't have. But if I'm Baker Mayfield and they're bringing in a top five guy, I think you have to. It goes without saying, like, yeah, he's way better than you, right?
Absolutely, but he's a competitor, right? This is the number one overall pick here. He doesn't look at it the way we're seeing it, right? We're like, this is obvious. Deshaun Watson is a significantly better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. Baker's not going to see it that way. He considers himself, and it's probably why he's had so much success, probably to be a top five quarterback in his mind. But guys, you know, Key pointed to it. We've been talking about this for years. Organizations saying one thing and then doing another. I mean, how many times have we seen head coaches stand at the podium and say, "I'm not doing this," and then 2 weeks later they do it. Look, I think any time you're going to give an interview and you're going to open up, you're going to maybe show some vulnerability like this, you're opening up yourself to so much criticism. As much as Baker is going to try to win, I think, in my mind, the public's opinion of, man, I feel bad for Baker. They did him dirty. There's probably some people out there. But I think at the end of the day, fans in Cleveland, they just wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
They just want a guy to come in there and figure out a way to get them to a Super Bowl. That's all they've ever wanted. We know how crazy that fan base is. And look, the Browns are in a tough position now, Jay, because everything that I understand over the last few weeks of having conversations with Cleveland, they do not want to pay that close to $19 million guaranteed money.
Yep.
That's the issue. This is why he's not with another team right now, because nobody wants to pay that. But I do think he's going to get moved. Perhaps maybe around the draft, maybe right after. And, you know, the life of a backup quarterback is going to begin for Baker.
But, Diane, when I talk to fans, that's what fans say. Well, you know, yeah, we feel a little bit sorry for Baker, but he's also guaranteed $19 million. So I hear what people are saying, but do you think that he will be a starter in the NFL next year, or do you think he'll be a backup?
I think he'll be a backup. I think that's essentially what we're looking at right now. Guys, I don't think any of us were really paying attention to Baker anyways until he gave this interview. That's where it's fallen off to at this point. And Cleveland has moved completely on with Deshaun Watson.
What about
Watson?
Seattle? Because he mentioned, like, Seattle seems like the, by the way, this is Diana Russini giving the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. But Seattle seems like a logical destination where it could make sense for them and for Baker, right? What about Seattle?
Seattle, from what I understand over the last few weeks of having conversations with them, they don't want to pay that money. They're riding with Drew Locke, and they feel good about that. Do I think that they're going to add a veteran? And I've had those conversations. Yeah. I just don't know they're going to be willing to pay.
Well, when they split it with the Browns, more or less, you know what I mean?
If the Browns want to do that, they're going to have to eventually give. But, guys, I just feel like any time an athlete has struggles and then opens up about it, It's hard to win everyone over, right? Because we immediately just think, you're making all this money. If you just went out and won, we don't want to hear you complaining. Think about how we were criticizing him when he was opening up about all those injuries. You know, I felt bad listening to him talking about how beat up he was. Mm-hmm. But I also cover a lot of quarterbacks that never said a word about how beat up they were. Matthew Stafford, do you have any idea how injured he was during the season? And you never heard a peep. In fact, he went as far as saying my report was almost wrong when I reported that Matthew Stafford was hurt. He didn't say it was wrong, but he knew I knew. But he didn't want to own it. He didn't want to admit it because that's not what the quarterback does. The quarterback is supposed to keep everything in-house and go out there and just try to perform the best. The complaining needs to stay to the side. And I think Baker, and he said this in the interview, he knows he needs to grow. He needs to be a better leader. And he says he's going to change his style of leadership, too, at the next place. He says he worried too much about being liked, right? Trying to fit everyone else rather than just going out there and I guess, having demands. But, you know, the quarterbacks that I think carry themselves in that way, obviously the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, they can do that because they win. And I think that's what the challenge is when you are a quarterback and you're not performing at the level you should be. It's hard to unite everybody. Because you're not leading yourself through example. Mm.
Yeah, he didn't have their problem in 2020 because they were winning and they went to the playoffs and he was playing great. And, you know, in terms of keeping everything in-house with the injuries and things of that nature, I don't have a problem with it, Diana, because he was actually banged up, like really hurt. Where guys like Matthew Stafford was still playing because they had nicks that wouldn't take them out the game, opposed to guys with dislocated shoulders and clavicles and all sorts of bad stuff happening to Baker Mayfield. I do think, though, he'll be a starter in this league again. It's very, very, you know, these quarterbacks out there, if I put Baker Mayfield, a healthy Baker Mayfield in this year's draft, he's probably the best quarterback in the draft. Same thing with Jordan Love, probably the best quarterback in the draft. I understand what people are saying. They're looking at this past season. The Seattle Seahawks certainly don't want to pay $19 million, but they may not have to pay $19 million if Cleveland decides to shave a little bit off, or if Baker Mayfield wakes up and decides one day, you know what, I'm going to give a little bit of a discount, because right now in Baker's career, it's not about the money. It's resurrecting his career, getting to a team like a Seattle that I think he's better than Drew Locke. But it's got to be a situation where it fits from a money perspective. There's no question about it.
Speed round of hot news or not news. You ready, guys?
Let's do it.
And Gal, okay, ready? Jerry Jones says he's open to trading up in the draft, Diana. Hot news or not news?
Yeah, that's not news. I think if the Dallas Cowboys are going to make any movement in terms of moving up, it's not going to be in the first round. I think it's going to be in the second round, package something, get up there to get a wide receiver. He's had tons of success sitting pat in the first round and going after an offensive lineman we've seen in the past. What, he's got three potential future Hall of Famers there that he's drafted over the last few years? Not news.
Yeah, I think to the conference, or maybe the division, is hot news, because if, in fact, he moves up, where is he going up and what is he going up to get? He's sitting at 24 to go up into that top 6-7 round. Remember, the Atlanta Falcons did the same thing with Julio Jones. They went all the way up from the 20s to number 6 to grab Julio Jones. I don't think if Jerry does this, it's not about the wide receiver position. It's about guys like Sauce Gardner from Cincinnati, or a pass rusher because they lost Gregory to the Denver Broncos. I think if in fact he was ever to do it in the first round, it's targeting those two positions.
Yeah, not news. I think a lot of teams are thinking about moving up in the first round.
hot news because it's Jerry Jones in Dallas, and if he moves up, it's for an impact player. So Derek Carr gets 3 years, $121 million. I still don't know the guarantee on that thing. We don't know what the actual contract is. Do you, Diana, and is it hot news or not news?
I think it's hot news because if when you really look at this contract and you break it down, it's really kind of a one-year deal when you break it down. So to me, that's the hot news of it, but him getting that deal is not news.
It's hot news because he did get a deal, but guess what's in the deal? No trade clause. Yeah. So he's put himself in perfect position.
Yeah, I just love the fact that it's hot news. I told my agent, I'm either going to be a Raider or I'm going to be playing golf. I don't want to play anywhere else. I respect that.
See, I knew when Diana just said it's, I think it is hot news. It's really just a one-year extension. When they say 3 years, $121 million, but they don't tell you the guarantee, that's because they want you to think it's a big deal, but it's not actually. That is the hot news. Diana got right to the bottom of it. All right. Well, that's all the time. We have time for two hot newses or not newses because Baker Mayfield consumed us.
Why are you so tan and Max is so pale? What is going on?
I went to Florida for a few days.
Ah, yeah. See?
And I sat
me too.
Baked in the sun. I need to get out of here. It's so cold around here. Today it's beautiful though.
I was in the seaport for a few days. So
you're at the North Pole.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. We get right back into everything in a matter of moments.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.